I better give you the whole thing in case somebody comes in late.
Yep.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the November 16, 2023 meeting. It is now 12 o'clock. If we could open in prayer. Jerry, would you open us in prayer?
Father God, we know there's only one God in heaven and earth and one Lord Jesus Christ. You are the God of all peace, all comfort, and all love. We pray, God, that this day, this very day, Father, that you just lead us in peace and wisdom and love and knowledge. Let there be order, God, today. Let everything be done in order. Let the name of Christ be glorified in your holy name, Father, in Jesus' name. Let this place be in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Jan?
Thank
you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pledge, ma'am, when you're ready. Oh, excuse me, pledge. Roll call when you're ready.
John.
Yes.
Jim.
Yeah.
Ralph.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, old business, we have none. New business, I do not see Pastor Walmack.
Pass.
Ms. Watkins, you're on the agenda?
Yes.
The floor is yours?
Yeah, I will keep this brief.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to turn this around because I'm actually going to be kind of addressing the whole room. I don't want to have my back to everybody. For those of you that know me, I am Robin Watkins. I'm the Assistant Fiscal Officer here at Franklin Township. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows who I am before I get started. Many of you in this room may or may not have received one of these letters during the campaign period that we just went through, okay? So it's my job, I feel, to address this with all of you because it's attacking me. I didn't run for an elected position, but it's attacking me and the fiscal department and the integrity of the fiscal department, and that's really important to me, okay? So I just want to run down some points on this very quickly. One of the first and foremost things that they said was that I'm overpaid and that I make $105,000 with benefits. I don't know who calculated that out, wherever that record came from, because they didn't put a record request in. So they're at least $40,000 to $50,000 short. Okay, I make around $60,000 with all in. And I even broke it down. I have it in front of me, my benefits, my pension, my Medicare, my BWC. If you need to see it afterwards, I'm happy to show it to you, okay? So I just wanna make sure that everybody knows that. It also says that the fiscal officer, which I can't speak for, makes 35,000. Well, that's public record. You can go out and look on the chart, and they make 33.8, okay? Just trying to be very transparent. And it said that, basically, I don't need to be here. I should be eliminated, or I should be part-time, because they can just farm out payroll, because apparently that's all I do, okay? I do way more than payroll, okay? But I just wanted to share that with you. Accounts payables, accounts receivables, federal, state, local taxes, pension reporting, and payments, BWC payments, record retention, I could keep going. And I also kind of do, with Steve, some HR roles to the best of my ability in helping onboard new hires and making sure they have everything they need to transition into the employment in Franklin Township. Okay, so those are things that are very important to me and I wanna make sure everybody knows. I work very hard in what I do. I take pride in my payroll. I talk to the department heads about payroll and how they feel about it. And I feel very confident when I say that since I've been taking it over and learning how to do it correctly, that it's been running very seamlessly. Do we have corrections that we have to make sometimes? I will ask all of them, yes. I'm not perfect, but I am timely and effective on turning it around when there's a mistake, okay? Jeff Wilczek, the CPA, is not my assistant. It says that in the letter. The township's paying for me an assistant. I've never once said that Jeff Wilczek's my assistant. He is a CPA that has been hired by this board to help guide us through an audit process. Okay, so he's here for all of us, including you, if you need to speak with him, you know? So I just wanna make sure that that's clear. The auditors are not here due to corruption in the fiscal department. by Ohio Revised Code. The auditors are required to come here and audit us every 2 years. Unfortunately, they didn't come in 2019. And my boss at the time called them and said, hey, it's audit period. When are you coming? They didn't come till 2020. So that requires the auditors to do 17, 18, and 19. So they not only had to do a 2 year that they're required to do, now they got to bump on another year. Then COVID hit, delays, stalls out, they can't be in the office, everybody's got to wear masks, nobody can be around each other, difficult to get records. Has there been issues? Absolutely there's issues. We will not deny that. But are we learning and complying? We are. And I assure everyone in this room, there is no corruption. And that is highlighted multiple times in here. There's no corruption in the fiscal department. Anything you want to see, we have to provide to you. Anything you want to know, I'll share it with you. So I just want to make sure that that part is very clear. Also, it says the auditors charge us $70 an hour. Don't know where that number came from. I get the bill. They charge us $42 an hour. That's a big difference between 70 and 42. So every single one of these things I can defend that are on here, okay? And then I wanted to share the biggest to the last thing, and I'll be wrapped up here. Wiring $300,000 to Jamaica. I don't have a home there. I don't have an account there. I don't know where this came from. Can I tell you that cyber criminals attacked a dealership we were trying to buy cars with? In Cincinnati, I believe, Byron, is that where the dealership is?
Yeah.
They attacked the company I'm trying to talk with on the email. Cyber criminals. The cyber criminals mirrored the person that I'm talking with email, mirrored their email, picked up on our conversation, sent me the bank account information to do the ACH, not for $300,000, but let me get you the number. $134,523.80 is the exact transaction that happened, not $300,000. It says the township didn't recoup their money. Byron, you did get the cars. So the money was recouped, or the dealership would have repoed the cars. Was police notified? Yes, they were. Did we get a call? Did Trustee Leeser not get a call in April from the Houston Police Department? Stating they had found these cyber criminals, because the money was not wired to Jamaica. I wired it by cyber criminals to Texas. So guess who's calling us? The Houston Police Department. They have identified cyber criminals and have linked it to victims across the country, and they were calling to make sure Mr. Leeser was attached to the correct Franklin Township. And ask us, this board passed a motion in April 20th of 2023 that says that they will work with the Houston Police Department in whatever capacity, including prosecuting the parties that have been identified by the Houston Police Department. So I just need everyone to know who may have received one of these letters that I work for you. I have been here for 6 years, and since 2020, I have had 5 supervisors. Okay? So I'm trying to hold this department down the best that I can with everything that's been going on, and it's been very hard. But I hope that me getting up here and talking today, you will learn a little bit more about me and understand that I'm working for you. I live in this township. I have lived in this township my entire life. I'm committed to this township. I've known this police department. I've known these trustees. I've known these people for years. So it's not like I'm a stranger. Why would I want to corrupt the community I live in? So there's only one more thing just to think about. This letter here is not only going to impact me, but the ability to get levies passed in the future if there is doubts in this community about the fiscal department. How is our other departments going to survive? It's not only impacting me, but the fire is the next one that's coming up asking for a levy. Then the police is going to follow soon, sometime after. And if there's doubts in this community about corruption, we've only hurt ourselves with this letter, not just me. And the bad thing about this letter that many people may not have noticed, if you received it, It had a return address on it. Okay? The return address is this gentleman right here. The return address on the envelope. And so I called him and said, hey, what's the deal with the letter? He said he knew nothing about the letter. And I believe wholeheartedly in my gut this man did not write this letter, because I have such a relationship with him that goes back years, with my mother, taking care of my mother, coming out money back when there were problems, working the Chief Castle on issues and block watches. In my gut and in my heart, it's not this man here. So I'm just letting you know that that's all of it that I got to say. But it was just important to me to share with all of you how important this job is and what this township means to me, and also to all of you in this room. Do you have anything, Jeff, that you want to add?
I just want to say that I am not behind this letter. You know, somebody used my home address falsely. And I just want to congratulate Ralph up here for all his service to Franklin Township.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you've done. And I want to congratulate Trustee-elect Mike Levins. And that's all I have to say.
If Chairman wants to have any questions, or we can wait and I can handle questions privately.
If you want, well, this is a good time where you're here. If there's any questions, I will make a statement beforehand. The letters that are on there, I don't even know what that CRAF stands for. But we have received them probably, they go to, I don't even know how many went in. Anyone in here get a letter? So one, two, three, four, five. Usually what happens, what I'm finding out with these letters, from time to time we get a letter like this in the mail, and it says CRAF on it. I have no idea what it stands for. But I don't think someone spent the money for postage and put it to everybody. But as Robin says, it does show doubt. I don't even know if it's anyone in our community that, who knows who it is that could be sending out, and that doesn't matter. But what does matter is the fact that I bet you we've had 12 of these over the last 5 years that goes out for different issues, but a person doesn't really put their name on it or own to it. I can't remember the addresses that, you remember the address on any other ones?
I don't remember there being addresses on any of the other ones. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, absolutely.
No, there was address, because one time I went to one, I went to an address and the person's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So I think it was over in Broadlawn.
Yes.
Yes. So again, using a person that knows nothing.
Yeah, I went and knocked on a door to, they had a concern about the police department at the time. So as a trustee, I went to go talk to them. I knocked on the door and they're like, buddy, I don't know what you're talking about. That didn't come from me. And I'm like, how's your address? He goes, just because it has my address doesn't mean it's me. And I'm like, oh, that's a good point. So if there's any questions from anyone else, hearing none, we'll close the floor. Thank you, Robin.
I'll turn this back around.
Okay.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Patty Spencer with Southwestern Area Commission, you are up. Do you have anything for us?
She got a blank piece of paper.
I have a piece of paper.
Okay.
First off, Robin.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, I am sorry that you have to deal with this. Shouldn't have to. Ralph.
Where's the voices coming from?
I'm sorry.
I just want to say it's been a pleasure working with you all these
absolutely,
years.
Absolutely, yeah. One lady I've known for a very long time.
All right. And Mike, congratulations.
Okay.
All right.
I guess we grew old together, didn't we? Or something, yes. I don't know. I'm not saying you're old.
Oh, okay.
I'm Ralph. Ralph, you're getting yourself in trouble.
But I use that word, Ralph.
Well, all right. I've been known to make it crazy. State once in a while there, Jim. Yeah.
I know. I'm just trying to help you out there. That hole's getting deep.
The only thing I have to share is that Tuesday night's meeting, which was well attended, won't name names. We had an extensive discussion regarding the parks that are going to be redesigned. And I have this flyer. We are going to have a meeting at the end of the month, across the street, sort of, kind of, down the road. community involvement for both Willow Creek Park and McCoy Park. You are all invited to come look at the layout plans. That this is the first go around for us, and give your input to the city's parks and rec as to what you know you want to see, because you all can utilize these parks. You may not, but it doesn't mean you can't. These are parks in your community and you can utilize them. So I'd like to give this to you, and if you could post this on Facebook.
Absolutely.
To let other community members know about it, I would appreciate it.
Okay, you have anything else for us?
No.
So at this time, I'd like to open the floor. If there's any questions for Patty, hearing none, I will close the floor. Thank you, Patty. Moving on to the police department, Chief Smith.
Thank you, gentlemen. You have the October stats. 648 calls for service, 71 incident reports, 33 traffic stops. Do you put these in the minutes, probably?
Well, we do the minutes all audio now.
Okay.
So anything that you
so I can read them all then.
Yeah, I'd be very specific for that to be a listener now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 56 alarm drops, 5 assaults, 60 traffic accidents, 8 overdoses, 16 stolen vehicles, 10 suicide / mental health runs, 3 missing persons, 34 domestic violence incidents, 135 suspicious activity, 9 threats, 1 person with a gun, 1 shooting, 7 fights, 32 thefts, 11 burglaries, 22 assisting fire, other EMS agencies, 6 alcohol-related incidents, 5 vandalisms, 8 robberies, 19 juvenile complaints, 1 DOA, 1 fire, 3 dog bites, 10 shots fired in the area, and 1 stabbing. And that's for October.
Wow.
So, the first half of November, I'll give the totals first. Total calls for service for those 2 weeks is 291. 34 incident reports taken, 16 traffic stops, 21 alarm drops, 5 assaults, 25 traffic accidents, 3 overdoses, 1 shooting, 3 stolen vehicles, 3 suicide mental health runs, 1 missing person, 18 domestic violence incidents, 56 suspicious activities, 1 sex offense, 4 persons with a gun, 1 person with a knife, 3 fights, 6 thefts, 4 burglaries, 14 incidents assisting fire and EMS, 2 alcohol-related incidents, 2 neighbor complaints, and 1 robbery.
So are these sound like they are way up compared to last year?
It's actually kind of normal. Kind of static.
For what it's worth.
Yeah. We're missing two. So the speed data trailer on El Paso from October 8th to the 21st, 31% obeyed the speed limit. As posted, there were 8,927 vehicles, and this is also eastbound, 6,124 violators. The average speed was 35, so the violation isn't.
And it's 25 through there, correct?
25, correct.
Okay. So what was the highest speed?
I don't have that.
Okay, I didn't know.
Just the average.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's all I have, gentlemen.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Fire Department, Chief Arnold, can you see here?
He's under the weather.
Okay. Moving to the Road Department, Jim Stevens.
Hello, everybody.
Before we do that, Chief, if I can, as coming up on Plainview, I got a call in regards to, is it Plainview where Rocky's house used to be?
No.
That's El Paso.
But I mean, it goes down that house.
Are you talking?
The one that we tore down years
ago. That's Plainview.
Okay,
yes.
So I want to make sure I wrote Plainview down. Mm-hmm. I always, for some reason, have trouble with that street. So on Plainview, at the end, the last house on the right had ordered food, and they couldn't get it because from the end of the street to the stop sign, cars were parked for a party for the house that's across the street. So the last house on the left, where they've turned into like a parking lot. They called, and she had the dates and the times. Nobody ever showed up that she was aware of, and they've been having periodic parties through the week and the weekend. So if we can put that on our list to check to see, evenings, probably 9 o'clock on, they park where you can't get down through there.
Okay. Last house on the left.
Yes. Okay. On Plainview, because it dead ends.
Sorry, Jim, I need to address them too.
Go ahead.
I'll just sit back down.
The lieutenant was working on more speed signs. Do you know where if he got anywhere on those?
No, I wasn't even aware of it.
Okay.
These are the speed signs that tell you your speed. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so he would know.
Can we? Yeah, the speed signs that are telling your speed in a trailer, because I think those are going over well and we need multiple ones.
Yeah.
Have we moved the one on El Paso yet?
Yeah, the El Paso got moved last night down to Richter Road to address some complaints down there.
Okay. Because I'm still getting some feedback now on Ray.
Okay.
If we could get we got a sign to hang on Ray.
Yeah, we have it up by the school on El Paso, or not El Paso, I'm sorry, North Egg.
Yeah.
So we can, I'll check Ray and see if we have a pole that we can hang it on. If not, I'll give it to Jim, and if not, we'll swap it.
Yeah, I guess it worked fine when it was there. And since you moved it, they're racing again.
We'll see if there's a speed limit sign down there. We can just know.
So, Chief, we still, the two we got are working well. The batteries hold up and et cetera. Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Stevens?
Just one trailer.
Now we call on you, sir.
No, I may go now.
Yes.
I didn't really have anything for the agenda until I seen I had something on the agenda. one of them is the bids for the truck, which I think Mr. Mazur is going to get open that up, or Mr. Fleshman. The other thing on the agenda is City of Columbus, every year we try to go into a contract. They ask us to go into a contract for snow removal. It's kind of a give and take. We're trying to get a meeting put together with them next week. There's some roads that are within a township that we go ahead and plow anyhow, because it kind of doesn't make sense to have your blade down and then all of a sudden you get into a little section of the city, lift your blade up and then put it back down. El Paso is one of them. Big Run's another one. We just leave our blades down and we go through it. But the City of Columbus, they like to have all of their roads accounted for. So it's kind of a trade-off where they're wanting to do a trade-off like over Bellflower, areas like that where they're back in their plowing, they can go ahead and take care of that, you know, while they're in that area. There's a trade-off to where they say, I think in the contract, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the contract it says something like 6 ton of salt they'll give us a kind of, you know, to take care, maintain these roadways. But they're also wanting us to pick up more roads. And in this meeting, I think we're not going to do that. We just can't, because they're actually wanting us to pick up doing developments. And we're actually, I would venture to say, we're going to be down a guy this winter anyhow, and I'm just not going to commit to doing anything like that. I don't feel comfortable spreading our area out. We have to maintain what we've got now. So.
I think they probably heard through the pipe that how well Franklin Township roads are and how quickly a job you do, and they're thinking, hey, let's give them some more roads.
Yeah, well, that's
let's take care of our residents.
Yeah.
But I just wanted the board to know that we do have a meeting coming up and we're going to get with them, but that's my thought, is I really don't want to pick up any more than we've already got.
Good.
So,
okay.
You say you do not want to.
I do not want to pick up. I mean, Ralph, when they're talking about developments, one of the developments that they want me to look into is actually off of El Paso, the city back in there. And, you know, I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And built those houses, I don't want to call this now.
So I probably, if I could make a statement there, maybe tell them that we're not going to step into it this year for sure.
We've already got, we have to go into this agreement just because of the areas that we're doing. They need to have, make sure they have documentation stating that their roadways are being maintained. And they said that, you know, they'll definitely give us some salt to be able to do that.
I don't know, I would think if, you know, if they wanted to try to enter into some sort of agreement, I think you should have brought it to us a lot earlier.
Yeah, it's something that kind of goes every year, it just, it's a...
I mean, you know, we can't just jump into it at the last minute either, you know.
Other than that, that's...
You know, they had, but definitely have to reciprocate with some funds or something to help.
Well, they, you know, their reciprocation is giving us salt.
Yeah.
But don't tell me where to go get.
Don't sound like a very fair deal the way they're asking.
Yes.
So Jim, I'm looking through this.
Maybe Sonic with future or something, you know.
Do they have a deadline when we need to get this contract back to them? I'm looking through here.
No, there isn't one. Just in the email conversation that I've been having, I told them we'd try to get with them here the first part of this next week, and they're fine with that. You know, just pray, and we're not going to get any snow this year.
So, Robert, let me ask you this. If the board, can they approve this just with a motion? Or do we need a resolution?
Well, he's going to have to meet with him first.
I'm just asking.
Maybe a motion to allow me to go speak.
I think the motion would be for him to attend the meeting.
Sure.
And then when he comes back, he will then have the resolution to whatever the contract says.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Cool.
So you want me to make the motion?
Please.
So, be it said by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board permits Mr. Stevens to engage into talks with the City of Columbus on their snow removal, i.e. streets, etc., and report back to the board. If there's no further question on this matter, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second it.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Yeah, the only other thing I have, and I think I'll turn it over to you guys. You guys can open them up.
How, I'm going to ask the board, with this, these bids that I have, I think I have probably 10 or 11. Would you like to wait and do it at the end of the meeting if some of these folks want to leave? Or we can do them now. I'm sure it'll take a few minutes.
So why don't we go to the end after the speaker cards, okay, and then that way it's fair to everybody.
Yeah, then it's up to the folks if they want to leave.
Yep. And the bids that they're talking about is for the truck out front. We put it out there for sale. You put a bid what you want to bid and pay for it. The highest bid gets it, so that's what we're going to be opening, sealed bids. No one knows what they are until we open them. Okay, moving on to Ms. Justice, you're up.
Yep, we have a motion to approve bills and payroll.
Where did this one come from? Is this yours?
All right. Motion for bills and payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve counts payables for November the 3rd through November the 16th in the amount of $140,423.62 and the ARPA First Responders Retention Grant paid out on November the 6th in the amount of $89,278.84. Payroll paid on November the 10th in the amount of $172,434.80 for the combined total of $402,137.26. This is from check number 69681 to 69736 and electronic payments from 11-1919-2023 through 2036-2023, and there are exhibits.
If there's no further question for the board, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, then the only other thing we have is to approve the engagement letter for Jeff Wilczek.
Okay.
He has 0 hours as of today.
So So, Mr. With Mr. Wilczek's time, mm-hmm. he was requesting 200 hours, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes, sir.
Is there...
He gave him 50.
Okay.
Well, what I can say, and please correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
His last engagement letter, he requested 200 hours, mm-hmm. but the board adjusted it to 50 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's why this is kind of a discussion slash resolution opportunity that Jeff, again, is requesting 200 hours. So I wanted to get that out to the board based on the last engagement letter, like I said, when the board approved 50 hours. So that's where we are today. Is the board comfortable with 200, or would they like to approve 50?
So what I'd like to do at this time is open discussion with physical. You see what goes on day to day. Is there 200 hours worth of stuff that needs to be done?
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing that.
Because we need to close out the end of the year and then get into.
Yeah. And he's outlined, I believe, in the engagement letter yes. functions that he's going to yes. be doing. But it's your comfort level. If you feel like it's better to shorten it.
Well, here we are. We originally was going to have 200 hours before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then here we are adding more time because the 50's up.
Yep.
Us shortening it.
Well,
is
can I interrupt?
No, just as soon as I'm done, I'll call on you, sir.
So it's at your discretion.
Right.
Yes.
So us shorten it by 50, 50, 50, and then every three
right.
meetings coming in makes no difference than if we go 200 hours, if you're saying there's 200 hours worth of work there. Because we're not getting a break on the pay. The pay doesn't go up during it. It's just that we bring it back across the table. So, Mr. Horn, you had a...
excuse me. I've moaned and moaned and groaned a little bit about some of that for quite a period of time, actually. Now, here's my objection to it, I guess. There's one thing, is do we have any assurance of when he's going to come or go or what's going to happen? Now, I know that our current auditor is saying, Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. I mean, he's made that very clear to me and all of you guys, I think. Now, we have a situation, as I understand, coming in the near future, that there will be other auditors coming. There will not be our current auditors.
Right. Correct.
Right.
My question is, should we go ahead and just guarantee another 200 hours without really knowing all the facts?
Well, it's not guaranteed. He doesn't get paid 200 hours up front and then he deducts it. He gets paid by the hours until it ceases at 200. So he's not paid up front.
No, I understand that.
So for us to say, with the physical department saying there are 200 hours worth of work, and let's say for some reason at hour 120 that the work is completed, then we don't pay him anymore. But he's allowed up to 200 hours. So we still control what we pay out.
Right, I get that. But how do we know? Number one, when the other auditors are coming, we have heard the conversation, right, Mr. Lazor,
mm-hmm.
that there will be other auditors coming. Mm-hmm. There has not been a definitive date set, things of that nature.
But the other auditors will not interfere.
My issue is, John, that I don't even know if the other auditors are going to want him or, you know what I mean?
So if that's the case, then we cease the payments to him because he's not working.
Right.
So.
Well, then what we could do here too is just approve 100 hours okay. to get through the end of this calendar year.
That's
okay.
Well,
and
is that
then,
good for you, sir?
That sounds better.
Do you, is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine. Only thing is I know that we had talked.
Yes.
You guys working together, I
yes.
assume after we've talked
yes.
and
yeah.
him and I've talked, it
yes.
it's that's been...
He's actually set up actual meetings
yeah.
and he's actually engaging multiple times throughout the week, whereas before he was hightailing it out there.
Perfect. That was what I was hoping from the conversation.
I think the suggestion is due because of the budget. You know, we're setting so much hours or so many dollars for 2023.
Right.
And so with the 100 hours, that would get him through the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
which then would make sense.
You guys have a meeting scheduled December 14th.
Yeah.
Even if his hours are not out yet, you could allocate a certain amount of hours going into 24.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a thought with the
start
budget.
Of the beginning so of the budget together.
So if there's no more further questions on the topic, I'd ask for a second.
I will second it with the correction of 100 hours instead of 200 hours.
Okay.
And roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Yep. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Okay. Oh, wait just a minute. 100 hours plus what now?
No, just 100 hours. A correction of 100 hours.
100 hours, okay. Yes.
You got something?
Can I adjust that on here?
Can he adjust it on here and just have everybody sign?
Yeah, I would just put your initials at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. I think that sounds a lot more satisfactory to me, yeah.
Okay.
And
that's all we have.
That's all.
Yeah.
Wow. So that means the next guy is going to be long.
He told us to keep it short.
No, yeah.
Keep it short, keep it sweet.
Yeah. Sir.
Yep.
So next we have Mr. Mazur, our administrator. Sir, the floor is yours.
This isn't as bad as it's been in the past, I can assure you that. The first resolution I have is 2023-256. It's a resolution authorizing the township administrator to accept the FOP Capital City Lodge No. 9 Police Union Contract. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board adopts, approves, and authorizes the execution of the township's police department Capital City Lodge FOP 9 contract for the period of July 1, 2023 through June 30th of 2026. The contract is retroactive to July 1, 2023 to include any agreed upon benefits and pay increases negotiated openly and fairly between the township and the union members.
If I could have a second on the motion, the resolution?
I will say yes, I'll second that. And I would like to give kudos to Mr. Fleshman and Steve Mazur, because I know it was a diligent contract and it was not an easy contract. We had a lot going on into it, and I would like to commend them on getting it done in the fashion that they had.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Chief.
Roll call when you're ready.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, the next resolution I have is 2023-257. It's a resolution approving the use of ARPA funds for the township-owned properties. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $6,000, specific to having surveys completed by Blue Church Surveys at 4100 Sullivan Avenue and 2193 Frank Road, both township-owned properties.
If I can have a second on the resolution.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Trustees, I have resolution 2023-258. It's approving 80 hours of injury leave for Thomas Cheshire. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves 80 hours of injury leave duty for employee Thomas Cheshire for the pay period of 11-8-2023 through 11-21-2023 per Article 13 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement.
And, sir, all statutory requirements have been met?
We do. There's two situations here that we have. We do have documentation that Thomas is hurt and he's not able to come back to work full time. Where we have an issue is that Sedgwick, which is our third-party administrator for the VWC, is communicating with me that Mr. Cheshire can come back for light duty. However, the information I have, Mr. Cheshire has been in and out of the hospital the past few weeks, and he's not able to return for light duty. What I'm trying to do is catch up with Sedgwick and get his medical up to date, that he is seeing doctors, he has been in the hospital, and he's not able to return to work for light duty. But yes, he still qualifies for this injury.
Okay. Hearing that, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Next resolution is 2023-259, approving 32 hours of injury leave and 48 hours of light duty for David Ratliff. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 32 hours of injury leave and 48 hours of light duty for employee David Ratliff for the pay period of 11-8-2023 through 11-21-2023 per the employee's MOU.
And all statutory requirements have been met.
Yes, sir.
With that, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
So it's due back 11-21.
His injury leave is for the period of 11-8 through 11-21.
Okay.
I think we're hoping for sometime in December.
Okay. Thank you.
The next resolution is 2023-260. Excuse me. It's approving Byron Smith to return to full duty with no restrictions effective November 7th, 2023. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves employee Byron Smith to return to full duty with no restrictions effective November 7th, 2023.
All statutory requirements have been met.
Yeah, we're glad to have him back.
Hearing that, I'd have a second.
I will second, and I will second the glad to have him back.
Thank you.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Next resolution is 2023-261. It's approving 216 hours of injury leave for Officer Troy Hale. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 216 hours of injury leave duty for employee Troy Hale for the period of 10-16-2023 through 11-21-23 per Article 24 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement.
And all statutory requirements?
This is a situation similar to Mr. Cheshire. Officer Hale had surgery, and Chief, correct me if I'm wrong, October 16th.
Yes.
He was seriously hurt apprehending a perpetrator here in the township. As I said, he had surgery. I am waiting again for paperwork from Sedgwick to catch up. Being that he had surgery and he is, for lack of a better term, incapacitated, he cannot return to work. Sedgwick is aware that he had surgery. I was supposed to have updated paperwork yesterday, which I have not received, but based on the circumstances, yes, he does qualify for the injury leave. It's just a matter of the paperwork getting to us, the township, so we can absolutely verify that.
Hearing this, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Resolution 2023-262, its obligations approved by the Township Administrator between November 1, 2023 and November 16, 2023, whereas the Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less. On behalf of the Township, in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And again, the period is from November 1st, 2023 through November 16th, 2023, and the total amount is $13,535.
Hearing this, I'd ask for a second.
Second.
And roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes. Next resolution is 2023-263. It's a resolution authorizing supplemental appropriation number 3. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board authorizes supplemental appropriation number 13 with ARPA funds not to exceed $1,700 to the Franklin County Engineer's Office to install crosswalk markings and signage on Briggs Road between Josephine Avenue and Demarest Road. This corresponds with Resolution 252. It's just verifying or authorizing the fact that ARPA funds will be used for the markings and the signage.
With this explanation, I'd ask for a second if there's no further questions.
I will second it.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
I think I didn't check the back page. Is there one more? No, it's just the exhibits.
Yep.
The next resolution I have is Resolution 2023-265. It's a resolution to proceed with the removal of a structure at 1240 Gladstone Avenue. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular meeting at 12 p.m. on Thursday, November 16, 2023. The trustees marked below made a motion for the adoption of the following resolution. Now, I'm going to read this and then I'm going to read a little background on it just to bring the trustees up to speed.
Okay.
Whereas Franklin Township Fire Department has found the building located at 1240 Gladstone Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43204, in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, to be structurally defective and unsafe. Whereas pursuant to the ORC 505.86, the Board of Trustees is authorized to remove, repair, or secure structurally defective and unsafe buildings if corrective measures are not taken within 30 days' notice to the property owners and lien holders of record. In a previous resolution, 2023-221, the Board acknowledged that it is a structurally defective and unsafe building. Per the ORC, the Board shall hold a hearing on November 16, 2023 at the Franklin Township Hall located at 2193 Frank Road to allow the owners and lien holders to be heard and to determine whether or not the Board shall remove, repair, or secure the building. If the building is not removed, repaired, or secured, or arrangements made for such work before the time set for the hearing, the administrator is authorized and directed to notify the owners and lien holders of the date and time, place, and purpose of the hearing. So is there a representative from 1204 Gladstone Avenue?
Let the record reflect that no such party has recognized himself.
So basically what this does, trustees, is it gives now the authority of the township. Either we can have the township address the building. We just had a property at 1053, very similar to this, that the land bank has taken over, and the land bank is in the process of demolishing the home. And past experience has shown that once the land bank has demolished the property, that there's a very good chance that the property could be donated back to the township. So what we will do from an administrative side, and Nicole is very versed at this now, she will contact the land bank, tell them that this was approved by the township to address the building. And we can see if the land bank wants to take possession of it, or if not, then we will make arrangements through the township to have the building demolished, so to speak.
Okay. So at this time, there is a resolution on the table. Is there any further questions that has been laid out to us from our administrator? If not, I'd ask for a second.
I will second it.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
That's the I just wanted to attach
okay.
the original. Oh, here, let's flip this over for me. The okay. original resolution sure. that you acknowledge that it's a defective property. Thank okay. you. Then this is sign of kind of some good news, and I'll need a motion from the board. Originally, the board has passed resolutions to demolish a home at 1836 Harrisburg Pike. The owner brought it upon himself to demolish the home. If you drive by, the home is gone.
Looks good.
So according to our legal counsel, I need a motion from the board to terminate action regarding 1836 Harrisburg Pike, and that's associated with resolution 2023-205.
So I make a motion, 1836 Harrisburg Pike, resolution 2023-205, mm-hmm. to be removed at this time. If there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
I will second it.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Just one quick question. Property has been demolished by the owner. Now, does the owner still maintain by the vacant property?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll second that.
No, it's already second. It's a yes or no vote.
Yes.
Okay.
Does terminating mean rescinding the...
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, correction, rescinding the resolution.
Then this was a last minute issue that came up just prior to the meeting, and it deals with Franklin County Public Health. And every year the township is involved with a mosquito spraying through much in the spring and summer.
Yeah. End of the fall.
Originally, when we started communication for the 2024 contract, I actually thought that the price was going to double. Last year, we paid just over $9,000. The 2024 contract price is $14,340.99. So it went up $5,000, where all indications was it was going to double. It could have been $18,000. So I do need, and we need to get this to him pretty quickly.
We got to have by the 27th, we have to have it. And that's also for 24, 25, and 26. It's a 3-year contract.
So this price is the same for, gotcha. Because we don't want to go up $5,000 again next year.
No.
Do we have a resolution for this?
No.
Okay.
No. I just had an opportunity to talk to Robert real briefly about it. Excuse me.
I mean, because the last resolution that, because I plugged in my head, the last resolution that we had used, so because we'd had a prior conversation prior to the meeting, it would be 266, 2023-266.
Do you feel comfortable with your department us putting this across the board, or do you want to wait to another meeting? Understanding that we need to get it in fairly quickly, it's up to you guys, since you're a fiscal department. We've always said we don't like to take resolutions right. here, but yeah. in this case, there always may be emergencies, so I will turn it over to you guys to see who wants to.
What do you think? I mean, I think yeah. the administrator came to us ahead
yes.
of time.
Okay.
It wasn't like this is the first time we're hearing about
okay.
it. Because sometimes that's the issue, is when, like, we're going, never heard of this before.
Okay.
You know? But Steve came in and said, hey, I mean, we're all typed up, everything's ready for the meeting. And he's like, hey, I've got this last minute thing. What do you got? You know, so it was discussed ahead of time prior to the meeting. So I think that if the board approves, just this is an exception due to the urgency and the importance of the mosquito control.
Okay.
There's a lot of benefit to this contract.
Yeah, we were just talking about it.
So, Mr. Leeser, right, if you will read that off with the number that you have, a resolution, or if you would like me to, either way.
So, to simplify it, it would be resolution 2023-266, authorizing the township to enter an agreement with Franklin County Public Health for their mosquito management services for the period of 2024 through 2026.
Hearing that, I'd ask for a second.
Oh, second it.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you need the amount?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the amount would be
$14,340.99.
And that's for that's locked in for three
years.
Yeah. And I do know, for the public, I do know one of my neighbors, they are working with Franklin County Public Health, and they put out some apparatus that catches mosquitoes, mm-hmm. and then they go through, they come like every couple days and check them.
Part of this program, too.
Yeah, this program does that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they look West Nile. And so they, and it's at no cost to someone. If in your area, if you wanted to do that, you would be able to contact them. Mm-hmm. Sir?
Then the only other thing is for the trustees, meeting dates regarding the November 30th and
December 28th.
December 28th.
So the 23rd is Thanksgiving's on Thursday this year?
It's always on Thursday.
Wow, it was on Thursday last year. We got that's amazing. Well, leap year. It was leap year before, so.
Little comedian at the table.
Okay, so the meeting on the 28th, are you saying that?
That would be right after Christmas for December, and then the November 30th.
Which is the week after Thanksgiving.
Which would give us three meetings in one month.
So if we skip the third, if we take the meeting beyond November 30th, then we go into December
the
14th. Okay.
And then cancel the 28th because we never have anything anyhow.
And then we will cancel the 28th.
Yep.
So, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board moves the November 30th meeting to the December 14th meeting, same place, same time, and cancel the meeting for December 28th meeting in its entirety. If there's no further question on this, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Okay.
Yes.
Ralph?
Okay.
So we're canceling the November 30th meeting because it's close, because Thanksgiving is on Thursday this year, and we're moving it to the 30th, from the 30th to December 14th. And then we're going to cancel the 28th because that's right after Christmas.
Okay, so basically,
your next meeting would be December 14th.
December 14th.
That would be his meeting.
And that will finalize the year.
Correct. So our last meeting for the year would be December 14th.
Affirmative.
And now we have a second. We have a yes,
oh,
yes.
Yeah, yes.
And sorry. How do you vote, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
Okay, so at this time, we're going to go to the trustees. I do not have anything for this meeting.
I've said all that needs to be said, I think.
Okay, and Mr. Horn, you have a discussion in regards to Brosius, Johnson, and Griggs.
Yeah, I wanted to speak to the board about what I had. We don't have anyone in place. And then, of course, they've got a long-term legal representative for the township, so I'd like to just go ahead and renew their township for the year 24 at this time. And that being said, cost and everything, they're saying would be the same, no mm-hmm. increase. They confirmed that with you, didn't mm-hmm. you? Okay. So no increase in their pay, hourly pay, and that kind of thing. So go ahead and get that out of the way.
I don't have any problem with doing that today. I mean,
I would like to have a discussion executive with the trustees as well as the administrator, and look at the contract where we go, and if. You know, I have no qualms, but I think that we need to overall talk with our administrator and see where he's at. He's one that works with them every day. And then we can either pass it in another. I'd like to pass it in an open meeting. But
we have to.
Right.
An open meeting.
I understand. But what I'm saying, sir, is I'd like to have an executive for us to talk about it and then bring it up in an open meeting and vote on it.
I'm sure you've already had a discussion with them, haven't you, Steve?
Pardon me?
You've had a discussion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk constantly. It's never been a conversation as to whether, of course, that we're going to retain
right.
it or not. But if you would like, I'll be more than happy to verify fees and services.
Absolutely.
And have it all ready for our executive session.
Yes, because I'd like to have something in front of us versus us just saying, yep, we're using them, and I don't have a pertinent contract in front of me.
Well, then I would suggest you round up someone. We have no one else really to talk about.
Well, we're not talking about going with someone else.
Look at the numbers. I'd love to see what, you know, because you can't sign a contract without seeing it.
I don't think there's any discussion, and everything would stay the same.
So
just like when we pass stuff here, we passed a paper, we signed it, and et cetera.
Right.
One, it's not on the agenda. I mean, it was to talk about. Two, I don't have a contract in front of me to sign as I pass
it.
We're not going to go with it, but we need to keep procedures in order so that we're not just passing something and we don't know what it says. I wouldn't personally feel comfortable with that.
I don't know what else there is to check.
I mean,
that's fine with me.
Ralph, I don't think there's any question of keeping, you know, Burschus, Johnson, and Griggs. Julie's been doing a fantastic job. It's just we as a board, we're locking into a contract. We need to make sure the dollar amounts are staying the same.
I just thought we're okay on it. So.
I think we're good. I mean, can we have an executive session before the meeting on the 14th,
mm-hmm. okay.
say 11 o'clock.
And then we'll have a chance to everyone dive in and look at
the calendar.
What the contract says and then take it to a vote.
I think everybody should know what it is, but that's okay, I guess.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Chairman, can I make a comment?
Yes.
That leads into what you guys are planning to do. Is normally the law firm sends us the contract in the mail, like it comes U.S. Postal Service.
Right.
And so we may ask Steve to see if they can send that to him prior to your executive. That way you're not trying to sit down and have a conversation when you don't have a contract in front of you. It kind of defeats the purpose.
Absolutely.
But see if they could send it to Steve electronically.
Right.
Then instead of the mail, because it takes so long to get here,
then
Steve would have it in his possession. So I just wanted to explain how we normally have received those in the past.
Yeah, I thought I seen one either last year or year before. I think it's a 2-year contract.
Yeah, they come in the mail and
sure.
We might even want to look at the contract and see what it says currently.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And moving on to the speaker cards.
Well, we've got two here. We've got Mr. Mullins of 1875 Vaughn wants to talk about Ray Avenue traffic. Sir, you have the floor.
Well, it's the same thing with the cars blocking the road for that school. Now, this is, I don't know how many times I've come here to talk to you guys about it. You know, you sent the police down there one time. One time is not going to do it. And we know that. You know how people are. Even the one time you sent, they tried to run over the policeman and still get in locked. And he's trying to tell them to move on. I think it's time you get strict with them, and if they're parked there where it says no parking, issue the tickets. That's the only way these people are going to learn anything. Get in their pocket. because the school don't care. That woman there does not care. Because we've tried to go that way, and she won't return your phone call. I call people down to what do they call it, safety and security of Columbus School, and this one guy, he gets, oh, you know, yeah, you're right. We can't do that. We're with it. Well, they ain't done nothing either. And now yesterday, Bill's truck, tree service, he parked and blocked my driveway, which is probably quarter of a mile, maybe half, not even half. Mm-hmm. Blocked my driveway sitting because he can't get in his driveway because the cars are parked there. So what are we going to do about this problem other than just say, what are we going to do?
I'm letting you finish because I don't want to jump in there.
I understand. Okay. I appreciate it.
So first thing that I'm going to do is ask Chief. I have spoke to the principal. That we had a three-way conversation with the lieutenant, myself, and the school. My understanding was they redirected the direction that it was, and the cars were flowing. They were still using it, but they were not backed up, and nor am I disagreeing with you. The second thing is, we were looking at the statutory rights of the stop signs, because on the paperwork, it accidentally, I'm gonna use the word accidentally, said that they were gonna be on the other side of the street. So they're on this side of the street, and we cannot write tickets because the procedure has to be done over again in order for those to be legal.
What do you mean they're on the wrong side of the street?
When the direction on the paperwork that gets turned in.
Right.
When you have to petition and get any type of sign.
Right, but we said that was the side of the north side is what we said.
But on the paperwork, it was put down, if I'm correct, south side by mistake. Is that correct?
No, you're right. It's all been rectified.
So we can enforce it?
All the paperwork has been filed. We actually now can enforce if we want to put signs on both sides of the street. We could.
You don't need, excuse me, but you don't need them on both sides.
I understand
you
that.
You got them where they're, you know, where they're supposed to be.
Sure.
It's just now we need to enforce them.
Okay.
I guess the question, my question is, all the paperwork's in, right?
What we have to do, Mr. Mullins, is basically register, for lack of a better term, with the municipal court, which authorizes the chief now to write tickets. And we expanded the chief.
Because the signs weren't originally in front of the school. They
right.
Were, they were further.
You know, well, it's supposed to be in front of the school. They're supposed to be where they're at.
Well,
the problem. It's not had nothing to do with the school itself. I mean, other than that's the traffic.
Right.
Let me just give you a little background on this, and I know it's not going to change anything, but when the old school was there, okay, you picked up your kids in the front off of Mound Street. Mound Street is four lanes. They can block one lane, and you still got a lane that cars can go up, you know, down.
Right.
When they built the new school, for whatever reason, no one, you know, they decided, oh, we got this nice parking lot back here. We'll just have them bring the kids in here and drop them off or pick them up. And the part of this, too, you got to understand, because I know how schools work. I drove a school bus for 20 years, so I know how these teachers, and I'm not picking on teachers because my daughter-in-law is a teacher, but I know how these teachers are. When that school bell rings and they got... car duty, where they want them cats in there and out and gone so they can go home. They don't want to wait. Where if it was on Mound Street where they have to come in, they're probably going to have to work a little longer. See what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, okay. So, and they don't care about our problem. They don't care.
I agree.
Also, too, where's the liability going to fall if one of us at past that, even before Carol's house there on the thing, what's going to happen if you can't get a fire truck down there or a medic? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if you guys have, but you're not going to get a ladder down there with them cars sitting there. You are not going to get a ladder. You're not going to get ladder 12 down there. So where's the liability lay then if somebody loses their house due to a fire or somebody has a heart, needs a medic, and they can't get through. Where are we going with this?
Okay, before I was cut off, all the paperwork's in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chief, are we still on the grant for traffic and all that?
Yes.
That's still in effect?
Our problem is officers now.
Can you possibly, now that you're back full-time, mm-hmm. Make that, just, you know, until we get an officer, I get it. I know your plate's full.
We'll
you know, we're working on other things to take off your plate.
School was
I think, well, you know, the school obviously ain't going to help us.
I agree with you. They're not going to help.
And I think personally, you start writing tickets every day for a week, it'll get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's the only thing I know to do. If signs are marked where we can do it, all the paperwork's in.
Mr. Flesman, I appreciate you taking the time to contact, because at least they'll talk to you.
Yeah.
We actually called into the West Mound School, and the secretary, to the principal, she basically told us that the principal didn't have time to talk to us, and that it wasn't her, I forget how she phrased it to my wife. It basically, it wasn't none of her concern that those cars are sitting out there to get the kids.
When I explained explicitly to her what procedure would take place, that we would be writing the tickets and this, that, and the other. And in talking, they said, well, are they allowed to use the street? I said, not to park and pick people up. She said, what if they're just moving? And I said, if they're moving is one thing. You know, we can't take a street and say you can't come down it. But you cannot be sitting there stopped. Next car back says, I'm only stopped because they are. Then you need to move. So I believe with Mr. Leeser that if we write a few tickets, those phone calls are going to go into the school going, hey, it's not that they got the ticket by their own choice because the sign is right there. However, their frustration is going to go back to the school. Generally, that's where phones are going to start ringing. Your phone's going to ring. Your phone's going to ring. My phone's going to ring. And
finally,
it's going to get to a point where we say, listen.
I mean, as far as you guys, it shouldn't. You know, you just
right,
tell them.
Right. But I spoke get a phone to them call before. Back. I explained to them what will happen. I did not explain to them that South and North got mixed up on paperwork. And so we just chose to leave the signs there so people can't say they're new signs. So now that we can enforce it, you know, that's the paperwork that we were waiting on. So you should see something here.
It starts right around
2:30?
Not that early. Maybe 10 till 3 it starts, 5 till 3, and then it goes until they're all done.
Gotcha.
So people will come, like, if you noticed, if you go down there, people that sit out on Ray are sitting there because
they
people's already beat them into that loop that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So they're waiting for the kids to get out so they can start moving. But those are the people that's sitting there that's blocking the road and can't go to schools out, and schools, not, I don't think elementary's 325. So
do they come? They come around and come down Ray headed east. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So even if we wanted,
no, heading west.
Heading west.
Yeah.
If they're lining up heading west.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we, it's our street, we block the street off and for local traffic only during that time, and then people get used to having to go another way to get into a queue or a line. I mean, there's things that we can do to eliminate this. Now that the issue is the timeout, that we can actually physically, statutorily write these tickets and make them be legal, I'm sure, Chief, you'll check on something with that.
Yeah, well, I think the enforcement date's good, right,
mm-hmm.
Steve? So we're past.
We had to wait on that, yes.
We're past the 30 or 60 day, whatever.
Write them.
And yeah, what I'll do, Chief, is I
write
will 100
of them if you have to.
I'll absolutely confirm that.
Hang that paper on.
Julie.
Okay. And thank you very much for coming in and speaking.
Well, thank you for listening.
I wouldn't have known.
Oh, I've been hearing it.
You know, I have not heard it.
I thought it was, you know, the first, when I came there last time, when the policemen showed up and they were pushing them away or, you know, tell them to go on. Like I said, they near just run over him because they're wanting to get in. They don't care. That guy's sitting there with his lights on. He's going,
No, they really but don't care.
They'll run over him. They want to get in that school lot. You know
same
what I'm saying?
Right. It's really the same way.
I don't know who your officer was that did it that day, but I don't know if he got through to them. Hey, you know, you can't do this for a couple of days, but then, you know, like
it
I said,
went right back.
Right back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chief.
I appreciate your time.
I know you're busy over there, but
I got some ideas.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
We'll push them over into the grass in front of the school. See how they like that.
Okay.
Oh, good idea.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And we have another speaker.
Yes.
Just wanted to say thank you to everybody and wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving. And be safe.
Thank you.
Please.
The time is now once. The time is now 1:16. We are going to go to the open bids for the truck that's for sale, the old plow truck that's out front that's for sale. Anyone wants to stay can stay, but we put that last just so that we didn't help anybody up.
While we're getting these open, I would like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And hope you get to spend a lot of time with your family, because time is the most precious thing that we have with family members.
Yeah, well, he's open and always on. I just went into a bus.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, was he?
I want to tell you, if you come to the 30th meeting to talk about El Paso and that plot of land that you were wanting to make into
a... I'll be there.
Yeah.
I put it down when you was talking.
Yeah, while he's opening the bid, I'd like to just... say to everybody, thank everybody for the
let me have that here, so
patience and everything during my, I've had a lot of illness the last 2 or 3 years, and everybody has been just wonderful to try to help me, so I want to say thank you, everyone, for that. And good news is, I went to the cardiologist the other day, and they said that my heart condition had improved immensely, and they decided, since they had changed my medication and everything, just to leave it as is.
I thought that was 52,000.
To do no further.
I did too.
So thank you very much, everybody. And I also want to wish everybody happy holidays as well. So.
Do we need to read everyone? Okay.
Thank you.
So the very first one we have Joey Fisher, $4,500 bid. We have Kevin Skinner is almost looked like 52,000 the way you wrote it, but it's 5,200.
Decibel points.
Well, just the way it just, I was like, wow. Next we have Bill Mongold, $5,175.
What, the reserve gym was $3,500?
Steve, you ought to do it like Johnny Carson, hold it up to your head.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, it's public record.
Jeez, each one I open gets a little better.
Okay, it's like Christmas. Sean Clare, we have a bid for $59.95. So that's the highest so far.
Wow. Sean St. Clair.
St. Clair?
Yep.
So I'm going to set this one.
Oh, my.
Is that $1?
They keep getting bigger.
Oh, my.
They keep getting bigger.
Did you shake them up that way? Is that way you did it?
Yeah. So this is Jose
Juan Rangel Estevez.
Thank you.
Yep.
And that is for $6,000.
Sorry, John.
I appreciate it.
I hear my wife, she's a school teacher, and I hear her talking to the parents, so.
Excuse me, this one was on a sticky pad stuck to the inside of the envelope.
That happened.
Ah. Oh, this one was lower. This is $5,125.50. Russell.
The last name's Russell?
First name's Russell.
I can't
make out the last name.
I'll pass it to you, let you see. This is number 6.
That little picture got stuck in there. Huh? Russ.
Okay. Shackleton Lindsay? I'm going to pass that down. I don't know. How do you pronounce that?
I think it's Shaquille.
Shaquille Lindsay.
Huh?
$46.59 is the bid.
$4,659.
What was the first? I'm sorry, John.
Shaquille.
Shaquille Lindsay. And that's Shaquel.
And what was the amount again?
The amount was $4,659.
Thank you.
No, we cannot make that last name. Well, we tried.
It's not the highest bid.
We just put Russ. Now does whoever have the highest bid get today?
Uh-huh. Okay, Stacy Gibson. The bid on this is, where is the number?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's confusing.
On the little pad.
Oh, okay. $4,001.
It's like with the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
If you're speaking that.
It's the winner.
It's the winner.
Jim, this is, so far, 6,000 is higher than you would if you own gov.deals, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is the only way to go, to be honest with you.
Okay, so we have here Renee Wright, and that is $5,001.
It's like the price is right.
And they spell the R-E-N-E-E. There's several ways. Wright.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. That's my neighbor.
I don't think I can.
Well,
I
do. Why is
he giving you these?
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Christmas came early.
Oh,
Don
wow.
Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, $9,500.
Wow.
What are you saying?
Do what now?
$9,500.
Wow.
Whiskey, tango.
So I'll put this in.
I have a feeling. I'll replace it.
I'd put these two together because he didn't like it.
Well, they're numbered.
Yeah.
Five.
I would have never dreamed 9,500.
The numbers I'm putting on it is just so that these two match up, Steve. The envelope matches with the people.
Good idea.
It has nothing to do with the rate in relation to the number order, who's higher and who's lower.
All right.
I do have a question to ask you when we finish here.
Okay. That's
it right there.
Pete Webb, W-E-D-D, he has a bid for $5,100.
Don Perry here?
Okay.
Provided that's
valid. That's some contact information.
He has.
Is that it?
That's it, sir.
No more Christmas presents.
No more.
So, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board announces the winning bid to Don Perry of Climb Road, $9,500. If I can get a second to accept this.
I will second that gladly.
A motion. Roll call when you're ready.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
No.
Thank you. So now the time is 1:24 and we are adjourned.